Good afternoon and welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina. This is going to be a fun show. It's going to be a special show for me. I got a little bit of reverb in this thing. It's aggravating. We can't figure it out. And I'm not going to take another 6 days at the station trying to figure out where I got a little reverb. We are we're not in the studio today. If you're on Facebook, you can go to the Woods and Water, South Carolina page and see us. We're kind of in, I guess the station is home number one for the show. Home number 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 is wherever I've been or I'm going in the future. But home two is kind of where we are today. And it's really cool as long as Sophie doesn't start snoring, which she's been doing all day. But anyway, yeah, today, I mean, there's a lot going on in the outdoors. But today, my daughter's home from college, and she'll be graduating in like 2 weeks. And then she'll be getting married in like
three after that.
So if I didn't get her on the show now, it's going to be really hard in a few months. So, and Taylor's here with me.
Yeah.
Of course.
Can't forget about her.
So I got both my girls with me, which is a really cool thing. It's just a cool show. And we're going to talk about Alaska. We've talked a little bit about it before, but I took Jordan to Alaska in 2011 when you were 14. Had a good time.
Very good time.
You wouldn't fly with me.
No, planes only.
Big planes only. And then Taylor, we went last year, and you wouldn't get in a small plane with me either.
Well, I thought
about it. What's
wrong
with y'all?
I thought about it, and then, I mean, I've never flown before except going to Alaska, and that didn't sound so good.
Sure it did.
Not the first flight there.
Just the first flight, but I think that was a matter of 4 o'clock in the morning, uh-huh. Excitement, breakfast in Atlanta. I think you just, hey, it's okay. Jordan and I had one of those experiences, too. We'll talk about that
a little bit later.
But anyway, we're going to talk about Alaska. I've talked to a lot of people who have Alaska on their bucket list, and it's very doable, and it's for a family to go for, like I did with my daughters, just a special trip, just the two of us, or however you want to go. It's very doable, and it's very fun. Would you all agree that Alaska's fun?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've wanted to go back ever since I got home.
You've only had a year of eight.
That's right.
You know what, Jordan? You've been a little busy.
And you're going to get busy, too.
Well,
and you won't be able to go.
That's why we should go before I get busy.
No. But anyway, so we're going to talk about Alaska today, some of the fun stuff to do, some of the things that wasn't so fun about Alaska, if there's any. I think I can think of one or two, maybe. But anyway, a couple of things to get out of the way as far as the calendar. It's going to be really short this week. Brought to you by Visit Anderson Green Pond Landing and Event Center. If you are going to be around Anderson, Lake Hartwell, Green Pond Landing on Monday, the 22nd, at 11 o'clock, Brian Latimer and Brandon Cobb are both going to be there. Brian won his first tournament back on Lake Seminole a few weeks ago. And so he's going to be there with his trophy and talking about his career. I'm sure he'll be talking about his YouTube channel, Straight Up Fishing, whatever else Brian's got going on, because he is a busy fisherman, let me tell you what. And then, of course, Brandon Cobb just won his first tournament, actually on the Elite Series at Lake Hartwell, just tomorrow. And so both of them are going to be at Green Pond Landing down on Lake Hartwell to sign autographs, to get pictures, talk to you about fishing, whatever. So that's this Monday at 11 o'clock. Go check it out. It'll be fun. Both of them are great guys, really good guys, and they've kind of grown up with Anderson as their supporting community, with Neil Paul at Visit Anderson, with Sharon and I can see his face, and he's about 6'5". Matt and Sharon over at Green Pond Landing and Events Center, they've kind of realized how good they've got it there at Anderson with the support from the fishing community, the facility they've got there. So they're both sponsored by those Visit Anderson and Green Pond Landing and Events Center, and so they're going to be there Monday. Meantime, I will be at Sassafras Mountain because Monday at 11 o'clock they have the ribbon cutting for the Sassafras Mountain Tower, which is the highest point in South Carolina, and I'll be there with the Department of Natural Resources and a bunch of other people. That's going to be Monday also. And then if you're anywhere around Columbia, from 4 to 6, you can go to Palmetto State Armory, the fishing outpost there on Fernandina Road. And Anthony Gagliardi's there. Carl Smith is there. Joey Sabaga's there. So you can go hang out with those guys, and I think they're going to have some sales going on and some deals on tackle and rods and reels and all. Sophie, go lay down. Better yet, Sophie, come here and say hello. Come here. Come here. Say hello. Come on. Come on. Right here.
Oh, no, she's gone. Come here.
Come on. There we go. Everybody say hello to Sophie.
First appearance on the radio.
Yeah, it's going to be a family affair today. Okay, can you go lay down? No, not on me. Go lay down. Don't lick me. Go lay down. Here we go. So anyway, that's what you can do here just the next couple of days or today. And also coming up next weekend is the Marine Corps Air Station Beaufort Air Show. And I was going to pull this up, and I guess I still can, and give you a list. The big show performers this year are, of course, the U.S. The Blue Angels, which is really cool. So anyway, you got the U.S. Navy Blue Angels, the Class of 45, which is a 1945 Corsair, manufactured in 45, that was a Vietnam veteran, a Korean War veteran. And then you've got Scooter Yoke and his P-51. They'll be performing. They're going to have the F-22 Raptor demonstration, the F-35B. Geico Skytypers, which I saw them. Jim Tobel is the Corsair pilot. I gotta have a P-38 Lightning, which would be really cool. I might reconsider going down there this weekend. Smoke and Thunder jet truck. The SOCOM Paracommandos are going to be jumping in. Great group of people. I had an opportunity to meet them at Wings Over Myrtle Beach last year, and it's just going to be a good show. So that's next Saturday and Sunday at the Marine Corps Air Station in Beaufort, South Carolina. There is a charge. This is not put on by the military. They use the military base. It's put on by an organization there in Beaufort. And there is a seat charge. It's not much. And I think you have to pay for parking, where, like, an open house is free when we go to Shaw Air Force Base for their program, or McIntyre National Guard, when they have their program, and those are free. This one costs you a couple of bucks to get in, I think. And then they sell packages. All the packages except for the daily tickets are sold out. Those things go in a hurry. So, anyway, that's a few things they can do today, Monday, or next weekend. And what are you going to be doing? You're going back to school.
Back to school tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. But you've only got 2 days left.
Only 2 days.
Two days in the college career, which has flown by, folks. Man, you parents out there. time flies. What year are you?
Freshman.
Fixing to finish that freshman.
In high school.
High school, yeah. Not in college. No, not in college.
Not in college,
no,
yet.
No, please, no.
If y'all didn't figure that out yet, then I'm sorry.
Taylor's been prominent the last 2 weekends, so missed a chance to go fishing, didn't you?
Two chances to go fishing.
I went fishing both days. I went fishing last Saturday at Lake Hartwell, which is very good.
Stop.
And then I was down on Lake Moultrie with Patrick Walters Wednesday. And it was really good, too.
No, It was Thursday.
Okay. Saw some big alligators. Man, Moultrie is just a cool place. The diversity and your surroundings, the wildlife, ospreys, eagles, some big alligators. Had a snake take a look at us, too. Caught some really nice bass. Patrick's a great guy. Leading the Angler of the Year right now, and Rookie of the Year. Point standings on the elite side. So pretty good. And I think I don't hear the music yet. There's the music on cue. Thanks to Paul Lindsay, who is recovering from pneumonia. He's on the job today. Thanks, Paul. All right. Hang on through the break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Alaska. So, more Woods and Water, South Carolina, with my beautiful daughters on the other side. And welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. You're listening to 94.5 The Answer out of Greenville. And my name is Roger Metz. I don't know if I introduce myself anymore on these shows. They just got to be kind of old hat, and I don't necessarily say who I am. But I have my daughter Taylor with me.
Hello, Matt.
And my daughter Jordan.
Hi.
And Alaska. Look, I always knew I wanted to go. And I always knew that I probably wouldn't be able to go by myself or with a bunch of guys while while I had kids at home. And I couldn't get my wife to go. Debbie has problems flying, put it lightly. So I knew I'd never get Debbie to Alaska unless I drugged her, and I'm not ready to quite do that yet. But
we just go around drugging everybody.
Yeah, no, yeah. I could drug you. That wouldn't be bad. But I always knew I wanted to go to Alaska. And so I started sitting down way back in probably 2009. I sat down and I asked Jordan. I said, is there one place you want to go? Just the two of us. And it can be pretty much anywhere you want to go that, that interests you. And Alaska was pretty much your only choice, wasn't it?
Well, next to Hawaii, but Hawaii was a little far.
Yeah, that's what husbands are for. Both of you.
Is he still on here?
Yeah, if he is, Daniel, that's your job, dude. If you can take Jordan to Hawaii.
What about me?
Yeah, whatever you end up with can take you to.
Whatever. Whatever. Whatever.
Whoever you end up with can take you to. So Alaska. Mm-hmm. Why Alaska?
Well, it was probably the farthest we could go.
Okay.
With the tickets we had.
Yeah.
And it was just somewhere completely different that you could say that you'd been, that not a lot of people had been before. But, I mean, it's beautiful out there, the wildlife, the scenery, just the experience of it all.
Taylor, when I asked you where you wanted to go, you came up with a different continent.
A whole continent, not a...
Yeah, not just a place, yeah. A continent.
Out of the box.
You do think out of the box.
So
you wanted to go where?
Africa.
Africa. Only one problem.
Keep in mind, this is when I was like 6.
No.
You still want to go to Africa.
I was 6.
Were you 6 when you wanted to go to Africa? The only problem with going to Africa and Taylor is Taylor's going to want to shoot something.
That costs more than the trip.
And that costs more than the trip altogether. So I kind of ruled out Africa. And then it was horseback through Montana, Wyoming, until I told you you were going to smell like a horse for a week.
Well, it wasn't just that. I have a fear of bad weather.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah, in a tent.
For how many days?
A week.
Yeah.
Tents are not bad for a week.
But with bad weather, though. I don't mind camping or smelling like horse, but I just did not want to get caught up in bad weather.
So Alaska came back up on your radar. Mm-hmm. And
she wanted to be like me.
Yes, she did. She wanted to be like her older sister. So folks, when I was sitting down to try to figure out how to make Alaska work, sat down, rental car for 11 days, 12 days or whatever, hotels for 12 nights, food for two over 12 days, and added up to about $5,000. That was back in 2011. And I said, we can't do this. So just not going to happen. And I remember I was watching Larry Zonka's North to Alaska one Sunday morning when Taylor was sick. It was October the 31st, and one of Zonka's sponsors was ABC Motorhomes. And I called them. I went on their website. They had a 50% off coupon, good through the end of October of all things. So I emailed them that Sunday night, and next Monday morning she called. We worked out a deal. So in 2011, the cost of transportation and lodging to Alaska was $1,100 with a 24-foot motorhome. Taylor, you and I did it, motorhome, because it's the only way to go. We did a 24-footer,
mm-hmm.
and it cost us around $1,600. So it's very doable if you get to the point where you can say, okay, an RV is my transportation, it's my lodging, and it can be my kitchen, too. Because we cooked a lot when we went. We cooked a lot when we went.
Stop it. Stop, son. Can you get up and give me a Coke?
That was the cool thing about an RV. Would you not say, Jordan?
Yeah. I mean, it was all refrigerated, cold.
Yeah.
You could
yep.
get up, stretch, come back, sit down.
So that's how we did it. And, of course, there was gas. Gas was, around $3, I think, when we went. I think it was around $3 last year when we went. So gas is not totally expensive. And then there you have it. That's a trip to Alaska. And it's not a cruise.
No.
It's not a railroad trip. It is Alaska by road. Paved road. We never tried to get off on a paved road, did we? I mean, we pull offs and
right.
all. Taylor and I tried to go on unpaved road.
We saw a sketchy
not good.
Road.
Yeah.
No.
Not going to do that. There's a reason they say stay on the paved roads in Alaska.
It's not just for the motorhome.
It's not for the motorhome either. Jordan, you're not quite as adventurous in outdoors. Now, you'll do it, mm-hmm. and you've done a lot more in the last couple of years for some reason. Don't know. It's kind of boy kind of thing, I guess. What was your biggest fear going to Alaska as a 14-year-old?
I mean, first of all, it's a long way from home.
Okay.
And I was a homebody.
Yes.
And the other thing that scared me were the bears.
Bears.
Just a lot of unknowns with those.
We watched a lot of bear videos, or I did the first trip, because I wanted to know how to handle black bears, brown bears, you know, bear spray, gun, what do you do? So I did a lot of that. I think I probably some of that probably bled over and helped increase the fear.
All I know is you came home one day with a big can of bear mace and you were showing me how I could use it, and I think that kind of started it.
Yeah. Taylor, what about you?
Falling in the water and getting hypothermia.
Yeah, because the water's cold in Alaska year round. It is cold. But then you're a little more adventurous to be around the water and have to worry about falling in.
Yeah, but I get cold really easily anyway, so.
Taylor walked around all the time with her nose covered. My nose is cold. The bum on covering her nose. Like, my nose is cold. Okay.
I couldn't help it.
The fear when we got to Alaska, Jordan, the first bear we saw was.
It was really close.
Like 10 to 12 feet close. And
I mean, my hands kind of were shaking at first because I wasn't, like, we heard people talk about, oh, a bear's right around the corner. It's coming this way. And I was picturing it being across the river. And so I'm looking across the river.
Surprise.
And then I see this thing move out of the corner of my eye. And I'm like, oh, it's right there.
Yeah. It's walking the bank. Just in the edge of the river, walking the bank. And after that, though, the bears, they didn't pay you any attention.
Nope. I mean, that one kind of looked at us for a little bit, but then he went on his merry way, caught himself a fish, took a nap.
That was a U.S. Forest Service Alaska Department of Tourism bear. He walked, I mean, literally 10 feet away from us, stopped at the end of the little boardwalk we were on, kind of looked up at us, probably five or six of us total, looked up at us and proceeded to walk down the river. We kind of followed him on the boardwalk. He did. He grabbed him a salmon out of the river. He ate it right there in front of us, looking at us every once in a while. And he went on the gravel marsh, stretched for a few minutes, laid down, and went to sleep.
That's like...
He's a very well-paid bear. Taylor, you didn't fall in, did you?
No.
But we got kind of wet. I mean, fishing, you're going to get a little wet.
Yeah, because we had waders on.
Yeah. Current ever bother you?
No, not really. Once I got my, like, those are new boots, so I just had to break them in. But
if you're going to Alaska to fish, you cannot take felt sole boots. We did when you and I went, Jordan, because I think in the end of 2011 is when that regulation went into effect because of invasive species and all. They just, Alaska Department of Game and Fish said no more felt boots for fly fishermen. Taylor, when we went, we had the new rubber sole mm-hmm. boots, and they worked fine.
They did. They had really good grip, the Sims ones,
Yep. But you had Orvis ones.
No, I thought I had Sims.
No, I had Sims.
Oh.
You had Orvis.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Okay.
Whatever one you had.
Good move to have. Now, Taylor, you were a lot more into the fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And you fished a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan, you fished enough to appease me.
And then I read.
And then you read.
Yeah.
Did you? And I was... I hate to say this. I left you some in the RV while I went to the river. We were parked beside or whatever. Did you stay inside the RV and read, or did you get outside?
I got outside. So, it was nice weather. It wasn't, it was definitely colder than we had here, but it wasn't, like, freezing.
But to be outside in Alaska was what was worth
mm-hmm.
it.
be outside, see every, like, I mean, yes, I was reading, but I was also watching what was around me. So, which was fun.
Because it's like the gentleman I had on from Great Alaskan Holidays, Robert, said, you don't go to Alaska to stay indoors and watch TV. And with an RV, you're right there at it. You're not in a motel in the city where you're looking at buildings across the street and all that. You are looking at the Chena River and Montana Creek. You're looking at Homer Sound, the bay, Kachemak Bay. You're looking at what?
I don't know.
What else were we looking at besides the Chena River? Delta Clearwater Junction.
Yeah.
So when you've traveled by RV, you are there. You're in it. You're close to everything. Wildlife's all around you. Jordan was my moose spotter. She did a great job spotting moose. Taylor, not so much.
Where were you looking, Taylor?
I was looking straight out.
Yeah. Got to look
okay.
to the sides.
No. When we first got there, I saw one on the side of the road.
Yeah.
We didn't see many moose. That's what
sure
I'm
we did.
No, we didn't.
We had one run across the road and it's in downtown Cooper Landing.
One. I saw that one. I didn't just say, oh, there's something moving.
Yeah. You have to watch for moose. And that's why kids, I mean, when we were up there together, we were so engrossed with looking outside. And that's where you picked that stuff up. You did a good job. You saved me from the one that was there along the Alaska pipeline.
I did, didn't I?
You did. I was so hoping it wasn't going to run across the road. But you do have to watch for moose. All right. We got two more segments. We're going to get into some little nitty-gritty on Alaska and get them, the girls, to give you their opinion on some things. So hang on through the break. More Woods and Water Sifkin on the other side. And I got to go check the heat on 20 pounds of Boston Butts on the grill. Back after the break. What a song. What
turn
a
the
song.
Music off. Turn the music
oh,
off.
Sure. Bring it up.
Sitting in the sun, I'm sure it'll hit me.
Turn it off.
Oh, what a great song. What a great song. I've struggled with that my entire life. Whether it's my mom or Debbie, my wife, or my girls. Just one more cast. How many of you remember the night we got stranded on Little Kuwaitan Island with
forget,
the mosquitoes?
Dad.
Because it was one more cast, and they were biting, and I wasn't going to leave. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. We're talking about Alaska. And, Taylor, the most fun. All right, now this is from a kid's perspective. I had my own agenda. I was there to fish. I was there to spend time with my girls and hopefully find a few things that we could do together. And it actually just riding around looking at everything was worth it, was worth the trip. I mean, we spent a lot of time together. Taylor, what was one of the things that is a must-do, in your opinion, in Alaska?
Denali. Well, okay.
I would second that.
Depending on, fishing is a must, but if you're not a fisherman or anything like that, go to Denali just to see the mountain. Like, it is insane.
Jordan?
Well, I was going to say the same thing because I'm not so much the fishing side of it.
Right.
I mean, I enjoyed going and doing that, but I also enjoyed the hiking aspects of
right.
it because
yeah.
I love hiking.
Yeah.
And so going to Denali and walking around, hiking the glacier, just walking up and down the sides of the creek, seeing everything that was around was really cool.
Denali, if you're going, that's one of the beauties of driving my motorhome. You get to travel and plan your days. Now, when Jordan and I went, I kind of laid it out, and it was, the weather was okay. Less than 30% of the people that go into Denali National Park see Mount McKinley. Jordan, you and I went. There was some scattered clouds early that morning. By the time we got to Denali, there was nothing. my brother's calling me probably about the Boston Butts out there for the barbecue this afternoon. He'll have to wait till after he got to know I'm on the air. So we saw Denali. Mm-hmm. Mount McKinley just blew. It was cold.
It was cold. It was windy.
It was windy.
But yep. It was beautiful.
Hence the buff I had around my face the entire
and
time.
And Taylor, you and I, we planned our day mm-hmm. to get to Denali. Waited for the warm weather and just saw it crystal clear, too. So mm-hmm. in two trips to Alaska, we have been very fortunate to see the mountain both times with both girls, which is really cool. If you go to the Facebook page and look, the prelude to this show is the picture of both Jordan and I when she was 14 and Taylor and I in front of the mountain, which is really cool. Tana Maness, biggest fish y'all caught? Taylor Taylor got schooled by a about a 15-pound sockeye. 12 to 15-pound sockeye. It was fun to watch.
That sucker, I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, it's like
what
a freight
are
train.
You?
Jordan, you caught a pretty good chum salmon.
That was on a fly rod. It was just
no, like, spinning rod. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Taylor's on a fly rod. Jordan on a spinning rod. And here's one of the things, and this is just the difference in kids, and parents, you'll know this if you know your kids. And Jordan, I wanted her to go fishing so bad and catch something, so we went down to the mouth of Montana Creek where it dumps out into the Susitna River. I think it's Susitna.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some chum around, some pinks, there were some silvers in there, too. I caught a couple silvers. But Jordan hooked into one, and you fought it and fought it. I mean, it was fun, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You had fun?
I did.
You did?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. I did. That's like, you did, right?
The funny thing about Jordan is when she gets it, reels it up to the end of the rod, and the fish is in the water, and the rod's in a parallel. She goes, okay, Dad, what do I do with it now? Not going to touch it, were you? Taylor, on the other hand.
It's like, come here. Come here.
Wait, Taylor was so funny because that sockeye that Frey trained her several times, she was worried about the fly rod breaking. Tough to hold on to it, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Had to give it the old squeeze
yep.
and the white-knuckle death grip on the tail.
Yeah. It's like, you are not going anywhere.
So a difference there, and you have to balance it. I had to balance my time fishing with you, and we spent a whole lot more time sightseeing. Homer, would you go back to Homer, Jordan? I mean, it was pretty.
It was really pretty. It was cold. There wasn't a whole lot to do there other than, like, walk around, and we saw some eagles. And
we stayed 2 days there, essentially 2 days. We got there one late one night, mm-hmm. spent the full day, and then left the next morning. It was beautiful. I mean, the mountains surrounding the bay and all, but it was. There was, at the end of the road was kind of a little row of shops and saloons and all. We walked down there, but I think both of us decided that wasn't something we'd go back to.
Yeah. I mean, it was nice, but, I mean, out of all the other things that we had done, I would much rather go do those again than go back there.
Taylor, was there anything we did? We did not go to Homer. We went to Fairbanks. Mm-hmm. Jordan and I did not go to Fairbanks. We went to Denali and then back down and across into Valdez. We'll talk about Valdez in a little bit. Taylor, is there any place we went that you wouldn't want to go back?
I think the trip was perfect.
Okay.
Like, I would have done the same route if we go back.
Jordan and I, we only had one day where we were really didn't feel good. And it was the lesson from that is, Jordan.
Don't go to Mexican restaurants in Alaska.
Bring Chick-fil-A.
Pack it in on dry ice.
Yeah. We, at the time, I had a friend that lived in Copper Center, Paul Rude, and I don't know what it was. I mean, we've eaten Mexican restaurants everywhere we've gone, but there was a Mexican restaurant in Valdez, and it just, we were both sick the next day.
Really bad.
Really bad.
And trying to drive all day.
Yeah, I was driving, and Jordan was, whether it was allowed by, allowed or not, Jordan was laying up.
No, I didn't go up top.
Oh, you
I
went back
to the
in
back.
The bed. Okay, yeah. Back to the regular bed. And that's where she spent most of the day. Taylor, you didn't get sick at all. Just the flight up for you.
was awful.
Just that morning flight up.
I was like, this is not supposed to happen.
I would suggest, here's one thing I suggest, if you're going to take small kids to Alaska.
I'm not a small kid.
Well, young ladies or young people or kids if you're going younger. I would start out with a prep flight. Now, Jordan, we've flown to Florida before, so you had a little experience airlining and all. Taylor did not. I mean, we got on the plane in Greenville that morning and at, 6 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the plane flew out right at 6 o'clock and got to Anchorage, Alaska at 4 o'clock that afternoon.
Like,
that's picking up 4 hours on the flight, too.
I didn't think I was going to see anything but airports for the rest of my life.
So one thing I would say is to, take a shorter flight, make sure your kids, because you did get sick. But I don't think it was, I think it was excitement. I really, because coming back, you didn't have a problem.
Mm-mm, coming back was fine.
Best memory of Florida. Of Alaska.
Florida.
Ooh, Florida. Not the mosquitoes. Taylor.
Yes?
Best thing you did in Alaska?
Probably the salmon fishing. Kenai.
Okay. I'm talking activity here, so that's what you like the best, the fishing.
Mm-hmm. It was so much fun.
What about the grayling? Did you enjoy the grayling up in Fairbanks, too?
So that was when I found out I had a hole in my waders.
Yeah.
So my legs were numb, my knees down.
They were your waders.
Oh. There's a hole in my waders. Nah, you're going to use them again.
You only used them once in your whole life.
You never know.
Check your waders before you go. That would be another one. Activity-wise, favorite activity from our trip to Alaska?
Hiking and... I don't know. I got the camera right before we left.
Oh,
so.
We're going to talk about the camera, too.
Is it that little blue camera?
No.
Oh, no.
Like
the Nikon. Not the one I got now, the one before it.
So the hiking. And
the glacier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Glacier. I would have to say the best activity with the Matanuska Glacier is between, like, if you leave Anchorage, it's between Anchorage and Glen Allen. About halfway, and it cost you only $20-$30 per person to go out on the glacier.
But it's worth it.
We walked for, 3 hours out on the glacier?
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because you expect to be cold all the time, but there's a time we had to take off our jackets because we were so warm.
The further you got out on the glacier, the colder it got, though.
Yeah.
Now, when Taylor and I came through there, it was raining.
Oh, it was awful.
Yeah, it was one of those days where you just didn't want to be out in the weather, especially out on the ice.
Mm-hmm. We did see it, though.
Yeah, we stopped and saw it. And that was something I really wish you and I could have done, is gone on the glacier.
So we'll just kind of have to go back.
On your own dime.
That's your subtle hint.
he gave a reason.
So there you have it. You have to judge your own kids when you go to something like this. But the thing about Alaska is there's plenty of room to do anything you want. We hiked and hiked and hiked and hiked. Taylor and I hiked, too. Except we hiked to go fishing.
We hiked to nowhere one time.
Yeah, like 2 hours one way to nowhere. All right. Hang on through the break. One more segment to go in this show. And we'll do more Alaska then. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. If you're thinking about going to Alaska, I just looked. If you want to rent a Ford Focus, a Ford Fusion, we were both there for 10, 11 days, so you'd have to rent it for 11 days. It's $918 for a Ford Fusion. An Escape is $1,300. A Nissan Quest van is $1,800. And a... if you really want to get there, a Chevrolet Tahoe is $3,000, just the rental. Hotels around $140 a night wherever you go. That's what they're going to average. Gas Alaska right now is $3, $3.04 a gallon in Fairbanks. We got about 12 miles the gallon, 10 to 12 miles in an RV. That's about what you can expect. And... just really, it's the only way to go. I will have to say, now, when this is funny because this is what I remember the most about each trip. Jordan had taken a photography class that summer before we went, and I bought a new Nikon. And I can remember we spent the first night at ABC Motorhomes in our RV because we got there late. We didn't have time to go through the orientation program. Got up the next morning. By 1 o'clock, we were somewhere north of Anchorage. We stocked the RV, had eaten some lunch Subway in Palmer, Alaska, I think it was. And I told Jordan, I said, Jordan, if you don't lay off that camera, it's going to start smoking and explode. It was 4 frames per second, and yeah, she was wearing the 4 frames per second out.
But I got some good pictures.
You got some great pictures. And on the other hand, I don't think you took picture number one, Taylor.
See, by then you were a camera hog.
Yeah, you were.
It's not a camera hog. I can't believe you would say that.
I had to tell you to start or to keep driving instead of stopping in the middle of the road to take a picture.
Cool thing about driving an RV in Alaska is you can stop in the middle of the road if you like to and take pictures. I did use pull-off some of the time.
I wanted to live a longer life than this sport.
Goodness gracious alive.
Is that worth more than a picture?
Yes.
Okay, good.
But the picture's pretty close. You do, if you do, would you say if you do go to Alaska, you want a good camera, Jordan?
Absolutely, because you can't really capture Alaska in a picture, but you can bring some of it back with you.
A phone's not going to do it, is it, Taylor?
Well, I got some good pictures with my phone.
I know you did, but I mean, as far as taking, if you compare the pictures you took on your phone, the pictures I took.
Okay, well then yes.
Okay.
If it's all you have, then it'll do. But.
Binoculars? Would you both say binoculars are a must? Mm-hmm. What about clothes? Here's something that I think bit us both times I went with you. I said I wasn't going to make the mistake the next time, and I did it again. Clothes. We took too many. Would you say, Jordan?
Yes and no. I would say I would probably take a few more pairs of jeans.
Okay.
Us because I think I only took 2 pairs, and we didn't really have an opportunity to wash clothes but once.
No, we did.
So that was an issue, but definitely the jeans.
Yeah.
But surprisingly, if you go in August, t-shirts and some sweatshirts, and that's about all you need.
We packed way too much. Mm-hmm. Taylor, we did the same thing.
I didn't pack enough.
What?
I had 1 pair of jeans. You remember? I wore one pair of jeans.
No, you had more than 1 pair of jeans.
Mm-mm. Brought 1 pair of jeans because I was like, oh, the rest will be like sweatpants or leggings. I didn't think it was going to be that cold.
It will get cold in Alaska in August. Jordan, you and I saw some upper 30s. Snow. Remember, it snowed one night when we were coming north from Homer, or we'd been to Seward, and we came back through the mountains. And there was snow. There was a snow line.
Oh, yes.
Fresh snow.
Yes.
Taylor, we saw fresh snow up around...
where was that? It didn't snow on
Cantwell. Cantwell, Alaska, headed to Denali.
Same snow line on the mountains. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it is much colder than you think, especially if you're coming from the south. Because, I mean, we left almost 90-degree weather to go up there.
And we came back to 90-degree weather.
More blue jeans, more sweatshirts. Forget the nice clothes.
Oh, yeah.
You just don't need them.
Mm-hmm.
Boots, important.
Very important. Hiking boots, tennis shoes, waders if you're going to fish.
Waders you're going to fish?
Without holes in them.
If you went back, what would you want to do differently? Is there something that you saw driving the roads that you would have liked to have stopped and done? Anything?
Fished more.
There's a lot of water in Alaska. Jordan, I'm just not fishing more.
Not fishing more, but...
Find more spots to read?
No. I guess for me, if I were to go back and redo it again, I would do more, because I guess when I was 14, I was, like, wanting to stay in my comfort zone. So, like,
right.
Branch out a little bit. Like, when you stopped on the side of the road, go pick blackberries with you. So, I stayed in the RV that time.
Blueberries, yeah. Yeah.
So.
And that's the thing. The different seasons are different things. Blueberries were in season both times. You didn't try the blueberries either, did you?
We couldn't find any, remember?
No, we did.
I did try them. I did.
You didn't eat any blueberries either, did you?
I ate the blueberries. I didn't go pick them with you, though.
I picked them.
I went with you and picked them, but I felt like there wasn't enough where we'd stopped. And when we were going to stop, something happened, or there was too many people there or something. I remember, but I remember we stopped at one place, but you were like, these aren't good enough.
There was a place on it further, and then we just, because it started raining, we didn't stop again.
That's right. It did start raining.
Because we were in the same place, you and I, Jordan.
Okay.
And so that's a really cool thing. If you like to cook and you want fresh blueberries in your pancakes.
There you go.
There you go.
I know what you would do differently.
What would I do differently?
You would go on a plane ride.
Absolutely. I'd leave whoever goes with me the next time.
Mom.
You're going to get left in the RV because I am going on a fly out fishing trip. That's just what's going to happen.
Okay, well, I get to ask you a question now.
Ask me a question.
What was your most favorite and least favorite thing about going to Alaska? What would you do definitely again, and what would you change?
Okay, I can do this for both of you.
Okay.
The most favorite thing that you wouldn't think would be on my list is shopping.
Oh.
When we went grocery shopping together,
Alaskan Walmart.
Yeah, the Fred Meyers. We went to Fred Meyers. You and I went to Costco and all. Shopping with you, just the fun we had deciding what we were going to eat. We're going to eat steaks one night. We're going to eat hamburgers one night. We're going to do tacos.
Salmon
that to me,
and
just
baked potatoes.
Just, I mean, yeah, there was so much we did together. But one of the funnest things I had, funnest times I had with each of you. Is going doing the shopping. Because it was fun. Because we bought what we wanted. Junk food.
Donuts.
Powdered donuts.
Churros. We had churros from Costco.
Yes. Yeah.
We didn't get churros.
No, we didn't. But just outside everything else. The hiking, going to Denali, walking the glacier, doing fishing, watching you catch fish. Just the being together. Navigating the RV around Alaska and really doing the shopping. You know, that was just fun. Something I would do differently. Leave you two at home.
Wow. Thanks, Dad.
Okay, I wasn't even focused on what you were saying and I heard that.
No. The next time I go back is gonna be a dedicated fishing trip. It is gonna be because there's so much water. No, it's not going to be with you either. Even though you like to fish as much, it's going to be. There's just you cross so many rivers, creeks. You pass so many lakes. The next one, I'll take my float tube with me. I will fish a lot more. But what are you laughing about? Anyway, I will fish more. The next time I go, I'll fish more. That's about the only thing I would change. Homer, I don't know. Homer was kind of cool. I think the beach part was cool. Remember the Anchor River with Mount Iliama across the bay was just beautiful. Mm-hmm. We didn't get to see that. We spent more time. We saw the Alaska Range a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Coming down through Delta Junction through there.
The caribou,
the bears. My favorite animal you saw, Jordan? Real quick.
I liked the bear cubs.
The bear cubs. That's right. We saw a bear with her cubs. In Denali, Taylor, your favorite animal you saw?
Caribou.
The caribou on the road?
Yeah.
Okay. So
They were.
Tell them real quick, in 30 seconds, tell us about the caribou
in
Denali. Yeah.
He was showing off. I mean, we came up in the bus, and we were like, oh, there's something on the hill. And we were like, that's a caribou. And we started, like, moving a little slower, and it just came running down, and it came and ran beside us, and it stopped in the middle of the road in front of us.
Gave us a show, didn't he?
Looked at us.
What about the one that was walking down the road?
Which one was walking down the road?
Walked right at the bus, crossed on the right hand side. You remember
yeah,
that caribou.
He showed off again, too.
Doll sheep were everywhere.
Yep. Oh, okay. Everywhere.
Would you go back to Alaska?
100% yes.
Taylor?
What do you think?
I don't know. I don't want to think.
You don't even have to ask her.
I just said it on her face. Like 5 minutes ago.
So if Jordan, if somebody were going, you tell them to get outside their comfort zone a little more.
Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to try stuff.
Even the hiking, Taylor?
Mm-hmm. Even if you're hiking to nowhere.
We did. We hiked almost 8 miles in one direction with waders and boots on to get to a river we didn't couldn't get to fish.
I was too cold to start crying.
Oh, me. Yeah, just cool. Well, thanks, both of you, for doing this. Mm-hmm. We're about to end the show. I'm serious. You remember some of this for the rest of your life, won't you?
Definitely.
Both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Which means I did something right, folks. But, yeah, if you're thinking about Alaska, I couldn't take any much comments and all that. But, look, if you're going, don't hesitate to hit me up, roger@woodsandwatersouthcarolina.com. I'd love to help you plan a trip, give you some hints. Whatever I can do to help you enjoy Alaska is what I'd do. Thanks, Jordan. Thanks, Taylor.
We love you.
Love you, too. Next week, we'll have something different. But be back. It's always fun. As always, make time to get out there. Don't forget the camera. Take the back roads. And don't forget the camera. See you next week with more Woods and Water, South Carolina.
In my mind.